This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hey, Jeremiah. It's Eric from Terra Nova, man. How are you?
Hey, Eric. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good, good.
Haven't heard back from you, and I...
Yeah, let me... You know what? Hold on one second. I got an update last night right before I left work here and have you on my list to call back today. Let me see if I can pull up your account.
You know, right after we spoke, I sent you an email.
Yeah.
Literally, and since that time, I've gotten 3 emails.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
From On Deck.
One from On Deck. I got one from Main Street Capital and another one from the one I guess I'd forwarded over to you, whatever the hell that was.
It's all connected, man. they're just, everybody knows when somebody does something, you know. So it's interesting.
It's really weird, man.
It is. I don't know how they know, and I don't know how it works. I don't know the back end of it, but, yeah, it is really weird. So we were pulling up your account, and my underwriter was actually going over it, and he said that in, I guess, in the contract with On Deck, did they mention to you about anything as far as, like, you weren't allowed to take out another loan?
No.
With us? Okay. Because he was saying that he was looking at your contract, and it said that you weren't allowed to stack, which means take out a second loan from On Deck. So that could either, but if they're still willing to work with you, then it's definitely not.
Well, yeah, he said that, you know, when the loan meets a, what do they call that? I guess, you know, it gets to that point, that next level,
uh-huh.
where I guess it's 44, 48%, whatever it is.
Okay.
At that point, yeah, then I can, you know, go ahead and I can essentially, you know, refinance the entire loan, so they pay off the whole thing, and then I, you know, get a balance on it, and it's like almost like it started again, but I get the difference.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, the concern was, I guess, that they were hoping that, well, not hoping, but we hope that they don't get upset that you had a loan with us, because if it violated the agreement that you had with them, they may not renew. So I just wanted to make sure that, you know, if you
were
aware.
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to speak with wow, man, you know, have you ever had one of those days when you just haven't had enough coffee? That's my day today.
yeah.
I'm sorry, with...
Ibis?
Thank you, because they changed their name.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
It's not always been Ibis or Ibis or whatever.
Correct. So basically the options are this. We can... option A is you can try to renew with On Deck and see if they give that renewal to you. Option B would be to wait a little bit till these are paid down a little more so I can get you one large lump loan. Or option C is I can get you a crappy third position loan, which will, it's not going to be really probably what you're looking for. And I don't think you'd want that.
What does Ibis say with regard to?
Ibis says that we have to wait to that 50% mark to renew.
I thought I'm at 87%.
With, hold Ibis. On.
Yeah,
I don't think you are. Did I? 87%?
Yeah.
Okay, let me pull it up.
Net manage. Let's look in here. Hang on a second. 83. Your loan is about 83% paid.
Okay. That's
you're
okay.
Just touching base. Bank of Cardiff. Your loan is about 83% paid, and we're able to offer you additional funds.
Turn over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give me one second. Let me pull this up. Cardiff company name. Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, I have it at 36.32%. So
I don't know what the 83% is.
I don't know either. Maybe, was that your On Deck loan?
I don't know. I don't know what you were referring to.
Yeah, that's my fault. I don't know why I put 83%, but I have it as 36% for Ibis. So we have to wait till you hit that 50% mark to get you to renew that one.
Forty.
It doesn't have an exact number. I can get that for you, though. I have to send it to my underwriters. They don't give us numbers like that. It's just to look at on the account. We have to send it in and get approvals. So I can get the details
Double
for you.
down, we'll figure that out, you know.
Yeah. Well, with 36%, you're probably looking at maybe a couple weeks away, if not a month.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, I mean, if I, you know, if it worked where I'd make that payment, it's
Oh,
possible.
okay. And then just hit that to hit the 50. I see
Yeah.
what you're saying. Okay, hold on, let me write this down. What would he have to pay? Have to pay to hit 50. And then, and like I said, I could get you that third position, but that's not what you're looking for. Obviously, you want like at least, what's the minimum you'd want to take out?
I mean, you know, I think if I can clear 60, I'd probably be in pretty good shape.
60K. Okay, we can make that happen. All right, I'll tell you what, Eric. What is a best number for me to call you back on?
Six. Well, how long? I mean, because I'm just trying to run.
Give me 15 minutes.
Oh shit! Yeah, 631.
Okay.
909.
Uh
8393.
8393. Yeah, let me ask him. I'm gonna actually just go down to his office, underwriter, talk with him, and then I will call you back with an update of what we're gonna do and how long it would take, and see if I can get a solution here for you right away.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be good, you know. And then this
Yeah,
way, we'll figure
absolutely.
that out. You know, whatever makes. I mean, this would be my third loan with Cardiff, so.
Yeah, we want to keep you, so yeah, absolutely. All
Yeah, I
right,
mean, and
Eric.
that's really what I'm looking at, you know, 60. But you know, if it stands, I want to see if I could do that, because you know, I mean, the reality is that it's a short-term loan, and you know, I was kind of playing with the numbers with regard to you know, the on-deck loan. And I'm just saying to myself, you know, refining that for a longer term period might not necessarily be the smartest play with regard to having another 2 years of sitting in on that, you know.
Correct, correct. Okay. All right. Well, let me see what I can do. And either way, I'll call you back in 15 just to give you an update.
Yeah, give me a buzz, man.
All right, Eric. Appreciate you calling me up, man.
You got it. Take care.
All right, man.